This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the Finance Ministry is closely monitoring the prices of 54 products to ensure that the benefits of the revised GST are reaching the end consumers. She said the next-gen GST benefits have been fully passed and across all 54 items. She was addressing the joint press conference on GST Budget Utsav in New Delhi yesterday, along with Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and the Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal.
Except for that Portland variety of cement of one or two brands, all cement companies have reduced, so are milk and milk-related items. So on these 54 particular items on which we have been getting inputs from the zonal areas, we are convinced that on every such item, the benefits are being passed on to the consumer.
The finance minister said implementation of these GST reforms is a reflection of cooperation between the central government and the GST council to pass on greater benefits to the people. She further added that rate reduction, simplifying the process, bringing down number of slabs from 4 to 2 and resolving classification-related issues have all been completed well before time.
There is a reason for us to cut the rate also and give the benefit, pass on the benefit to the consumers. And all these items are mostly day-to-day items. Yes, you won't buy your car every year. But the fact remains for that person who goes and buys it, it may be a lifetime's purchase. He gets a better rate. So this thing about the pent-up and purchases not happening was, once people got to know sometime late August that a GST with a proposal of considerable reduction in taxes is happening, they thought, yes, it's going to be a good reduction because PM also said it will be a good Deepavali gift.
She asserted that GST 2.0 reforms have given a major boost to country's economy, leading to record sales across key sectors such as electronics, automobiles and consumer goods during the festival season. In a landmark scientific breakthrough, the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, announced that its lunar orbiter Chandrayaan II has made the first ever observation of the effects of the coronal mass ejections, CMEs, from the Sun on the Moon using its onboard scientific instrument. The Bengaluru-headquartered space agency has said that this observation would help understand the lunar exhaust field, the thin atmosphere of the Moon, and the impact of space weather on its surface. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh informed that India has developed its first indigenously discovered antibiotic nephetromycin. Inaugurating a medical workshop in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Singh said, this antibiotic is effective against resistant respiratory infections, particularly useful for cancer patients and poorly controlled diabetics. The minister further emphasized that the country must develop a self-sustainable ecosystem to drive its scientific and research growth. The Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM party has split itself from the Grand INDI Alliance for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. JMM's Central General Secretary Supriyo Bhattacharya said in a press conference that the party will field its 6 candidates from 6 seats in Bihar. Meanwhile, the Congress party has released its second list of 5 candidates for the upcoming Assembly elections of Bihar. In Uttar Pradesh, a stage is set for the 9th edition of the annual Deepotsav festival in the holy city of Ayodhya this evening, marking the divine homecoming of Lord Sri Ram. Grand preparations are underway to break last year's record with over 26 lakh diyas to be lit across the city. For the first time, Delhi also witnessed the grand celebration of Deepotsav. Inaugurating the celebration at Kartavya Path yesterday, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said, Delhi is writing a new story, one where faith and modernity merge beautifully. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will take on England at the Holkar's Cricket Stadium in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today. The match will begin at 3 p.m. India are currently placed 4th on the points table, while England are just above them at the 3rd spot. In men's cricket, India will take on the host Australia in the first ODI of the 3-match series at Perth today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.